Chapter 5. The Demons and the Magic Bottle. San Zhang, Sun Wukong, Zhu Wuneng, and Xia Wujing went on their way to India. One day, they found an old man lying on the road. "We must help that old man. Carry him on your back, Wukong," the monk ordered. Sun Wukong put the old man on his back. The old man changed himself into a giant rock. The rock was too heavy for the Monkey King. He fell to the ground under it. Sun Wukong could not move at all. The old man was a demon called Silver Horn. It put another big rock on Sun Wukong. The Monkey King was helpless. With Sun Wukong out of the way, Silver Horn took San Zhang and his other two followers to its home.
"Somebody help me, please!"
Sun Wukong shouted. The mountain god heard him. He helped Sun Wukong stand on his feet. Sun Wukong ran off to find the demons. Soon, he found Silver Horn and the demon's brother, Gold Horn. They were happily eating and drinking because they had caught San Zhang.
"Let my master and brothers go!"
Sun Wukong shouted as he ran at them. Gold Horn took out a bottle and held it high in the air.
"Hey, monkey!"
he called.
"What?"
answered Sun Wukong. Suddenly, Sun Wukong was sucked into the bottle. He quickly changed himself into a fly and flew out of the bottle. Now, Sun Wukong knew the bottle had some magic power. That night, he took the bottle and left a false one. The false one looked like the real one. The next day, Sun Wukong appeared again before the two demons. He held out the bottle.
"Hey, Goldhorn, Silverhorn!"
he called.
"You fool!"
Goldhorn answered.
"Our bottle has magic power. Do you think any bottle would do the same trick?"
The two demons laughed.
"My bottle has more power,"
Sun Wukong told them.
"What?"
they said, laughing again. But the word "what" was the magic word. By saying that word, they were sucked into the bottle. Sun Wukong saved his master and brothers.